Okay, so Simon Pei Dalid Sif Tezayin, right? Finishing up the halachas of carrying on Shabbos. And then we deal with what happens if a fire breaks out on Shabbos. So Tezayin, you're allowed to go out with a talis that has tzitzis on it, but derech malbush, as long as it's being worn. Right, meaning talis really, it's and tzitzis is not really clothing. You wouldn't wear it if you weren't getting the mitzvah. So the question is that considered like an extra garment that's being worn for no reason? There are opinions, brisk, from what I understand, they do not wear the tzitzis in the street on Shabbos. I have a brother-in-law, at least one, who does not wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos because of this. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskens that you are allowed to. If it's puzzle tzitzis, then you have a problem, because nobody would wear that. I think part of the problem is also that since we don't have tcheles, so they don't want to wear it outside. But the normal psak, the popular psak, is that we do. Well, in mekafle, but if you just take the tzitzis, you know, sometimes boys, when they play ball, they want to take the tzitzis and wrap it around their neck. But makom she'ena derech lelosh shekach, the makom that it's not the derech to wear it that way, then it is awesome. You die in beged sheyesh lo shtei ritzuos and mishichus lekasher. And let's say you have a garment that has two strings, you know, like drawstrings to tie it up. Or sheyesh lo krosim lechavroi, or it has what do you call it? Hooks. And one of them broke. So there's no use to have the other one there if one broke. But if it's his das to fix it afterwards to match it up, then if that's the case, then it's not bottled to the beggar, and it's like carrying a load. Also, lots of beggars. That's also to go out with him, meaning because he plans on fixing this. Meaning he doesn't care to fix it. It's just a little addition to his pants. It's bottled to the beggar, and you're allowed to go out with it. If it's a string of meshi, what do you call it, silk or silver hook, even if you're not going to fix it, ain't a bottle gavi beged, but also lots is, but because since they're choshev, you're not just going to leave it attached to your beged. So memela, it's like carrying it. So you have bald people that put on their heads flax that's combed, meaning like a toupee, or combed out wool. So it looks like hair. They can use, they can go out with just a rabbi, who it's their own tachshit Shabbos, but that's as long as you prepared it from Erev Shabbos. You test. I know it's a kamiya. If you carry a kamiya, an amulet, you know, people do that for sekulas and stuff. Tzarech lasi shaylas chacham and muta lotzis ba b'shabbos eloi. You have to ask a shaylas chacham whether you can go out with it. Ki loi kol hakamiyas shabbos. Not all kamiyas are equal, meaning some of them are much more effective than others. So if they're very effective, there's more of a kula. Ve'isha hanoseis even hanikra. Stanchus, so if a woman, the special stone that's a red ruby, I think that's the one that they sometimes wear, and they wear it so that they shouldn't have a miscarriage. Muteris lots is but Shabbos, that they're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Meaning they can't carry it, but they could wear it. Dinim nuflud b'dileika b'Shabbos simin pei hey. Right, so if a fire breaks out on Shabbos. Right, so you're not allowed to ask a goy even to put out the fire on Shabbos. One has to let his house burn down. However, if the goy comes on his own and puts it out, that's that's fine. You can even say like, oh, whoever decides to come, put it out, won't lose. You know, like sort of hint, hint. Fine. So by chasifim, so it's eight sifim. So we'll do the first three. If chas v'shalom nafta d'leikah b'shabbos. If chas v'shalila, a fire breaks down on Shabbos. Chasher rabbi sein uzal ki habala bayis b'nei beis ha'shasham hadleika. That the balabayas and the b'nei bayis, that the fire is there. And yisasku b'atzala. They're going to be busy with atzala v'hema nechpazim u'behulim ha'mamaynam. And because they're so, they're nervous and meshug about their money, shem v'itakach yishkuchu sh'ayoyim Shabbos. They may forget that today is Shabbos. V'yichavu sadleika. And we're afraid they're going to extinguish the fire. Alkein osu l'atzal afilu chafatzim. Shein mutarim betiltel. L'makam shemutarim l'hayitzinana. They're not allowed to save even things that are not muksa. They're mutter to be carried to a place that it's mutter to l'hayitzi. So you can take nothing out of the house into the chatzar. I mean, into your own yard, yes, but not into anything that's shared with anybody else. Only what he needs for that day can he save. Let's say a fire broke out Friday night before they ate. So matzel, muzzle, and gimel sudas, he could save three meals because he needs enough food for three meals. They could take out food for the animals too. Shachris, muzzle, base sudas. Shachris, you need two sudas. Mincha, muzzle, sudachas. Mincha, you need one suda. V'im yesh b'kli achas macholam harba. And if in the one kli there's many foods, then sal mole kikra is a basket full of bread. V'chavas mole yayin v'kadayma and a barrel full of wine. Kimin shemizim v'pam achas mutter. Since you can take it all in one carrying, send it to mutter. V'chein impera sadin v'kadayma. You spread out a sheet or something similar. V'kibetz bo kol ma sheyochel. Then it's mutter. Meaning you take everything and put it into the sheet. As long as you're carrying it in one carrying, then it's mutter. You could also take out anything, any kalim that you need for that day. But anything for more than that day, you're not allowed to do. It's very, very chamor. And he's allowed to tell friends, come, everybody save for themselves. And all the friends can come save all the food that they want for themselves. Or one kli that has a lot of food in it, like we said. And it belonged. And then the one who saved it is the one that keeps it. So all the neighbors can keep all the food. The balabais made it hefker. Because he's giving up on it, because the fire is going to burn it. Right? And that person gets it from Hefker. So if he's a Yorish Shemayim, or if he cherishes his friendship, and he gives the Balabayas what he saved, since he knows that he wasn't Mafker it, you know, willingly, he didn't have a choice. Then he's even allowed to take payment for doing it for saving the balabais. Meaning he's going to save it for himself. The neighbor's going to save it for himself. But it would be nice of him to give it back to the balabais. And the balabais is allowed to award him, even though it's Shabbos, or reward him. And that's not considered making money on Shabbos. Giving Saradin, Akol Hayu Shaloi. Everything really belonged to him. He's voluntarily giving it up. It's midas chasidus not to take it, even though it's not schar Shabbos. Because a tzaddik or a chasid should stay away from anything that he's even smells a little bit like an avera. So this looks like it's schar Shabbos, so that's why you shouldn't do it. This is only where you're carrying it to someplace that is mutter, meaning to your yard or something that has an eruv. But if it's a place to carry things out to where you're not allowed to carry, let's say through shasaravim, also latzal shum dover, you can't save anything. But begadim that you're able to wear, mutalay lubosh, then you're allowed to wear them. Velatif kol mashayoch. I mean, you can go put on 10 pairs of pants, 10 jackets, etc. You can take it out even to shasarama, push it and take it off, v'chayzer, and go back, the loivish, and wear it again, and take it out, filu kolayim, the entire day. So that is allowed, right? Even though we said last week that you're not allowed to wear clothing, multiple layers of clothing, unless it's a normal way to wear it. But I guess since here it's a shasatrak, so then it would be allowed. Okay, we will stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night.